I want to deal again with, because I have, I studied a whole lot, and I want to deal again with the money just keep on coming. Because I believe it's prophetic. I believe it's a part of the divine assignment that I have to you in the body of Christ. And the backdrop I want is Deuteronomy chapter 28. I told you to read it, but it's a backdrop there. Because there you see the blessing keep on coming.
Yes.
So that's the same thing. Money is a blessing,
yes,
to live in this life. And it's qualifying factors there. But I want to give you some words now. Mm-hmm. It seemed the way the Lord used me like that. Mm-hmm. Blood. Mm-hmm. That connect to the cross.
Yes.
And the finished work of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Everything connect to that grace.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yes,
when you connect to that grace, then there's a special anointing that God gives to people who are connected to that grace. Okay, so the blood of the cross, that which produced that grace, and then there's an anointing, because the Holy Ghost moves lateral with that grace.
Sure.
All right, and then there's an anointing that is produced when you function in that grace or in that blood, and then your faith,
mm-hmm,
works along with that grace and with that anointing. All right, now I'm telling you how to get your money. Now just pay attention. Pay attention to me now. You see, that grace has already paid for.
Yes, sir.
Prosperity, wealth, abundant,
yes, sir,
increase,
yes, sir,
was paid for by a man named Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Right, sir.
Right.
He paid for it all.
Yes, sir.
He ratified the covenant with grace.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No longer law. It's grace. It's a favor that God wants on your life. What I say?
It's a favor of God on my life.
So we got to stop faking.
Yes, sir.
When you fake, you can't get no favor.
Wow.
See? Don't fool yourself, you rich, because you got a Lexus. Come on,
teach that. Come on, boss, nigga, boss.
Come on. Now, don't fool yourself because you leased a car, you doing big time. Let's be real.
Yes, sir.
You got to work this favor.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You got to connect your faith to this favor.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Now, when a man get out of his lane, ministers get out of their lane, and they get into another man's lane, and they would call this, like lane, like you travel.
Yes, sir.
They would call this the gospel of greed. But it's the gospel of rights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the gospel of inheritance.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes.
Blood rights.
Won't they stay in their land and let me teach this?
Yes.
Let us teach this. You see what I'm saying? When you get out your land, you're going to mess up because you're going to say something you don't have no business.
Right.
Uh-huh. All right. All right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Now, connected to that blood is believing. Mm-hmm. Let me share something with you. Look at Mark 10:27 and Mark 9:23.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And I'll just say, I'll show you how to take your I am financial identity.
Mm-hmm.
Your I am financial identity. I am prosperity.
Yeah.
I am wealth.
I am
abundant.
I am abundant.
So here, Mark 10:27 tell you about God, and Mark 9:23 tell you you're just like him.
Yeah. Come on, teach, Bob. Teach that.
See, it's nothing impossible for God.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Then over, go, it takes you over nine, you'll believe in.
Right, yes, sir.
If thou can believe,
yes, sir.
All things,
yes, sir.
Are possible to him that believe it.
Yes, sir.
So that's your, that's that divine nature, that God nature you got on the inside of you, that as the Dan, that Bishop was telling, is from the inside.
Right. Right.
We've been trying to get money from the outside.
Yes.
By working, by laboring, by working two jobs. No, you design the function from the inside.
Yeah.
Right. All right. So connected to that blood, there must be believing.
Believing.
You're believing. Okay, I got to get this before I start reading in the text. And then I want you to put down birthright. It's my birthright to be prosperous.
Yes, sir.
It's bought.
Yes.
Second Corinthians 8 and 9 is bought.
Yes, sir.
I got to learn how to stir myself up in this grace.
Yes, sir.
It's a favor from God.
Yes, sir.
Me being debt free is a favor from God.
Yes.
Me having more than enough is a favor from God.
Yes.
Me being blessed in the city and blessed in the field,
yes,
is a favor from God.
Yes.
I don't care what color I am.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
And then you must know how to stir up your benefits.
Yes,
sir. Uh-huh. God.
That's benefits that belong to you. What I said?
Yes, sir.
Stir up your benefit. We started with blood, believing, your birthright. Your birthright. Did I say birthright?
Yes, sir.
Your birthright. Then your benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Then move on to your blessings.
Yeah. Birthright, benefit, blessing.
Mm-hmm. And one of our texts today, we're going to look at a breaker.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Come on. Mm-hmm. Wow.
A breaker. Jesus Christ is the breaker.
Yes, sir.
And I want to teach you how to function beyond breakthrough.
Amen.
That's a book too.
Yes, sir.
Beyond breakthrough.
Yes,
Boyce Wright take you beyond breakthrough.
Yes, sir.
You don't have to break through what is rightfully yours.
Amen.
Then we have to alleviate, that's a word, alleviate bondage in finances.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. And this morning, we want to start breaking yokes, financial yokes, and removing financial burdens,
yes,
and financial blockage.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Come on, Pastor. Mm-hmm.
And black poverty.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Keep sending the government in our community. They can't get us set free.
Come on, Pastor. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They gonna give you a certain amount to keep you in a certain level. Black poverty, gotta get rid of black poverty with revelation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Turn to Micah.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 2. Can I take my time?
Yes, sir.
I was going to do it anyway. I just want to make you happy, but that's... I'm on an assignment here.
Amen.
The money just keep on coming.
Yes,
say it. Don't even worry about your bill. Don't even worry about your salary. Don't worry about nothing. Just say it. The money. Don't be guilty. Don't be inferior. Don't be in fear. Just say it. The money. Don't care how much you got in your pocket and how much you don't have. Just say it. The money. Because that's, you ready?
Yes, sir. Yes.
That's your divine nature talking.
Yes.
Second Peter 1.
Yes, sir.
Divine promises.
Yes, sir.
Divine nature.
Yes, sir.
That's your divine nature talking.
Yes.
We've been trying to make it from the outside. We've been trying, I hope nobody don't get upset here. We've been trying to make it academically. We have educated ourselves. Educatedly broke. Because you see, with your education, they still can cut the veil off. Who heard that? See, they still can cut, even though you got PhD and all that, but they still got the hand on the hammer. But when you're working from the inside, the Holy Ghost has his hand on the hammer. You see the difference?
Yes.
See? So now, where you've been cut off before, Shirley, you will not be cut off no more. Because you can't cut somebody off who working from the inside. They are invisible. They're moving in another realm. $4,000 a month raise. They didn't see her when she was coming. Favor preluded her. Favor got in that boss mind. He was looking for somebody to promote. And God called her name in his mind. Nobody else could get that $3.5 million contract. That boy working invisibly. See, when you work from the inside, you become invisible. They don't know what color you are.
Yes, sir.
Racism can't stop you when you work from the inside.
Yes, sir.
Give somebody a high five. I'm getting my money. Get my money. You understand what's happening in here? You understand?
Yes, sir.
Glory.
Yeah.
Glory. Glory.
Yeah.
Get my money. Yeah. Say it.
Get my money. Get my money. Get my money. Get my money.
Voice right. I heard you.
Yes, sir. Glory. Yes, sir.
Yes. Oh, my. Feel something stirring in here.
Yeah.
See, I'm getting revelations as I stand here.
Yes.
So, prosperity I see it now, mm-hmm. and wealth and increase that's in the Bible, mm-hmm. you have to get it invisibly.
Yes, sir.
It's not academic, it's anointed.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Right. Yes, sir.
It's already there.
Amen. Amen.
Right. Deposited. Mm-hmm. What's your name?
Michael.
In Michael's name. Nobody else can collect his money. All of God's children have their personal inheritance.
Yes.
Nobody.
Teach, Papa. Come on, Dad. Jesus.
Come on up here, Cookie. Sit up here. That's my other daughter, her husband went home to be the Lord. Good man.
Yes, sir.
And she's sticking with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stay close to me. Stay close to me.
Amen.
Now, Michael, sit down. Chapter 2. Give me a little while here.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 10. Arise, ye.
Yes, sir.
And depart, for this is not your rest.
Come on now.
Because it is polluted. It shall destroy you, even with a soul destruction. That sounds like broke to me. If a man walking in the spirit and falsehood do lie, saying, I will prophesy on the day of wine and of strong drink, he shall even be the prophet of this people. I will surely assemble, O Jacob, all of thee. I will surely gather the remnant of Israel. I will put them together as the sheep of Barak, as the flock in the midst of their fold. They shall make great noise by reason of the multitude of men. Now notice verse 13. Theologians have, they thought talking about the Antichrist and all this stuff, but I see something here because it's so clear. In the 13th verse, it's a breaker.
Yes, sir.
Underline that, the breaker. Is come up before them. They have broken up and have passed through the gate and are gone out by it, and their king shall pass before them and the Lord on the head of them.
Wow.
I want you to notice this breaker.
Yes, sir.
That's the Messiah.
Yes,
he's the breaker. We already have our breakthrough.
Yes,
turn to Isaiah 45.
Yes, sir.
Give me a minute.
Yes, sir.
Isaiah 45.
Take your time to pop.
The breaker.
Yes.
The breaker have gone to work on your behalf.
Yes.
You must not live by a budget.
Yes,
you must not.
You must live in the overflow.
Yes.
So few Christians ever going, that's plenty, so few Christians ever going to walk in this.
Yes, sir.
You know, this. We should have people all outside by the window trying to hear what's going on in here. With all the evidence we got.
Right.
But it's just how messed up religion have damaged God's people. You who listen to me, you who watching, you all gonna have to tell this. You all gonna have to preach. Y'all gonna have to teach. Y'all gonna have to begin to set apostolic blueprint wherever you are,
yes,
that the people around you can get delivered. Isaiah 45. Verse 1. Thank you. I got to do a lot of reading this morning. We'll go to lunch and I'll come back and hit some more of this stuff. But thus said the Lord to his anointed. To his what?
Anointed.
How many of y'all anointed?
Amen.
1 John 2:27. Look at it.
Yes, sir.
1 John 2:27. Look at it. 1 John 2:27. Look at it. I'm going to let you read it. I'm not going to even turn to it. 1 John 2:27. You ready? You getting that?
Uh-huh.
Tell me when you're there.
Yeah.
That's enough people read it. Now, you really going to have to buckle your seatbelt what I'm about to tell you now. I just got this revelation. The Lord just give it to me on the spot. 1 John 2:27. You see, you know what we say? It need no man to teach you?
Right.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
When man is sent by God,
watch out. Right.
He's not teaching you. And when a man is sent by God, he's not teaching you, you're going to have to be listening on another level. See it?
Yes, sir.
See, your God nature can pick up codes in the spirit and carry it out. That's why Jesus taught in parable because he didn't want everybody to hear. Those who were not faith and wasn't truth, he didn't want them to trample over the revelations. So he said it with those who can hear, those who can see. And those who can understand, they'll catch it, but other than what he said, they don't know what he said. Because they wasn't real. You can't have this kind of money if you're not real. It'll destroy you. Prosperity will destroy a fool. You got to have a certain anointing with you.
Yes, sir.
A certain relationship with the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
To function in the kind of wealth and prosperity of God, you got to have a certain relationship with the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
So he can guide you every step of the way.
Right. Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
There's somebody out there trying to latch themselves to you, but they're not real. They just want something. You got to have discernment and discretion before you can go here.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
So
good.
Come on, Father.
Give it, Bob.
Thank you,
Lord. Wow. Thank you for
listening. Teach that. Yes, sir.
Wow.
That's where it's going, Jesus.
Lord, you want me to say that?
Yes.
Mm. The cheapest people you know is your relative. They get upset. They separate themselves. You start rising. They don't want to listen to your teaching. You start rising. God start blessing you. They cut you out. They have birthday parties. They don't want you there. They don't want to see your suit. They don't want to see what kind of car you're going to drive up there in.
Watch out. Watch out.
They don't want you to pray as Jesus on the outside.
Yes, sir, sir.
Thus said the Lord to his anointed, to Sarah, whom right hand I have holden or strengthened, to subdue nation before him. What?
Yes, sir.
I will loose the lion of king. What? To open for him the two lead gates. Yeah, we're at gates again.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And the gates shall not be shut.
Open heaven. Jesus.
Porters. Heavenly porters being opened. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gate of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Are you listening? Verse 3. Oh my goodness. Verse 3. Oh my goodness. Verse 3. Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
And I will give thee,
yes, sir,
the treasures,
yes,
of darkness,
yeah,
and hidden riches,
yes,
of secret places.
Yes. My God.
I'm trying to emphasize the plurality there.
Yes, sir.
That thou mayest know,
yes,
that I,
yes,
the Lord, was called thee by name, am the God of Israel.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now that's two sets of scripture. We read about the breaker in Micah, right?
Yes, sir.
I want to read one more, and then I'll give you some points. In the 60th chapter of Isaiah.
Yes, sir.
The 60th chapter of Isaiah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, now I'm going to prophesy. From this day forward, there is a financial glory light you're going to carry, where money will be able to find you in a crowd. For I heard the Spirit of God says, I'm releasing a financial glory light upon everyone under the sound of your voice, that the contract can find them. That the promotion and the raise can find them wherever they are. They may be among a lot of people, but that glory light going to attract financial promotion to them the rest of their life. Somebody shout hallelujah. You heard that? That's the Spirit of the Lord. I mean, I've read probably 1,000 books. I never heard of that. That, because we're about to read about the glory. But there's a financial glory light that have been placed on you, sir. What's your first name?
Rafi.
Rafi.
Yes, sir.
That's a financial glory light that's been placed on your wife.
Yes, sir.
Placed on you and your wife. The money, sure enough, we'll find you.
Yes, sir.
And then, Lord, I want to release a receiving anointing.
Yes, sir.
Because money will shake you up. You got another reason. You can't be talking about, no, that's all right. I've been trying to tip these girls, you know, and then sometimes I won't give them $100. Oh! I said, shut up, girl. Take this money. Get out of my face. See a $100 bill and get scared. You know, they're looking for five.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow. I say, yeah, this is for you. Oh no, some of them drop stuff. So, lady, said, can I sit down? She sat down at the table with me and my wife. Yeah, go ahead, baby, pull your chair. You want to eat with us? I told her, I said, you better get up, you're going to lose your job. You get up. She said, I know, but I can't hardly get up. $100.
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow.
So, but what I'm dealing with you with, we try to be so modest because the mailman is not going to always be who you think it is. You might be outdressing the mailman on the outside, but the mailman more dressed up on the inside than you. So he has the mystery. All right, Lord, the mystery. Y'all got to understand the mystery. The mystery of giving and receiving. It may not come back like you want it. And it most likely ain't gonna come through who you want it.
Right. Yes, sir.
See, God, oh my.
Come on, Apostle.
Oh my. Oh my. Mm-hmm. Be aware. You may be entertaining prosperity angels.
Yes.
So always keep a pleasant personality.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes, sir.
Thanks
for
the Lord.
Always.
Yes, sir.
Because sure enough, if God trying to deliver something to you, and you get out of wax.
Come on,
yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So I have released in this house this morning not only a glory light, but a receiving anointing. You never heard of that. You never heard it. That's the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Now you have a receiving anointing.
Yes, sir.
Not just a releasing anointing,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But you got a receiving anointing.
Yes, sir.
I know how to receive. Say. There you say, my time has come.
All the seed I've sown,
the harvest is looking for me now. So you leave here wearing a glory light where I can find you and a, I'm prophesying, a receiving anointing.
Yes, sir.
That's prophetic.
I receive. I just got and wrote another $1,200 check.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, I would look at it again. Say, it's $12? No, it's $1,200.
Yes, sir.
Boy, I feel an anointing.
Yes,
do you know what has happened up in here this morning? Prophetically, the Lord has placed a financial glory light on you. You never read that in no book, right?
Yes, sir.
Huh? It's on the spot. I'll tell you now, right here, in the household of faith, right? I'm saying.
That's right.
Right here, we're making history.
Yes, sir.
In the spirit world. Days that if Jesus tarry, men and women going to work from what we're laying right here. The financial glory light. And then you will receive an anointing to receive. Now I want you to say something with me. I am a money magnet.
I am a money magnet.
Money
is attracted
to me.
To me.
Yes.
Now somebody out there land,
Lord.
Some preacher out there land was supposed to be doing evangelism. are supposed to be teaching a Bible class,
yeah.
you can't handle this.
Right.
Let me handle this. Let my boys handle this, my girls who follow me.
Right.
But you can't handle this because the body of Christ has been hurting in this area.
Yeah.
Go ahead and teach your evangelism class.
Right.
But I'm the prophetically deal with this $500 right there.
Yes,
I'm the prophetically deal with this.
Yes,
I thank God for this glory light myself.
Amen.
Man, watch this. You're going to rock the Christian world here.
Yeah.
Man walked up to me and said, him and his wife always sowing $10,000. He said, yeah, he give me a check. He says, Apostle, I'm going to live to see you be a billionaire.
Yeah.
Glory. Yes. 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 I don't know if y'all can handle this next statement because your family been on the wrong end so long.
Yeah.
That's millionaires standing in here. Watch what I'm about to say. With God economy, it's very easy to become a millionaire.
Wow.
Now notice the prelude now, Mike.
Yeah.
Notice, Mike, the prelude with God economy.
Yeah.
That's right. So he's going to have to not he got to take you out of manipulation into maneuvering.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. In the spirit realm.
Sit down. Write it down.
Yeah.
Take you out of take this. Write it down. I know it's hard to sit down.
Okay.
Take out. You're going to take you out of manipulation into maneuvering.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, all these jobs and stuff, that's a number of manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
But they ain't going to pay you enough no way.
No, sir.
Never.
Hmm. Jesus Christ.
Glory.
My.
All right, here we go. Arise. Wait, how many dies? Yeah, 60, right?
Yes, sir.
Arise. Why y'all still sitting down?
Arise.
Arise.
You got it.
Yeah.
You got it.
Arise, not shine.
Shine, for the light has come.
Yeah.
And the glory. Of the Lord is risen upon your finances. From this meeting, what's your first name?
Pam.
From this meeting, Pam, you'll live like you never lived before. God wanted you at this meeting. Arise, shine, for the light is come, and the
glory
of the Lord, not the glory of man, not the glory of your job, the glory of the Lord is risen. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory. Stop seeing glory as smoke. Glory is silver and gold.
Yes, it is.
Yes, sir.
People can't really see the Lord on you.
Yes.
But they can see what the Lord has done for you.
Yes, sir.
That's glory.
That's glory.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, I want you to see something here. And the glory shall be seen upon thee. You see that?
Yes.
And the Gentiles shall come to thy light.
Yes. Yes.
And king to the brightness of thy light. People will get saved because of your wealth.
Yes.
They will say to you, I want your Jesus. If your Jesus been this good to you, I serve him.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
The dope pusher and myself drive up at the red light at the same time. A dope pusher making a sign to me. See, he's looking at my car.
Yes, sir.
I might be in my Maserati, you know.
Yeah,
he
yeah,
said,
come on,
I make a sign, Jesus!
Yeah!
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
And then the other thing is, I'm more high than he is.
Yes, sir.
I'm drunker than him. But I got his attention now.
Yes, sir.
If I ride one of my motorcycles, you know, and one of them street boys come up beside me, and my motorcycle is elegant, you know,
yes,
all of them.
Yes, sir.
You know, I got one like a car. You got a steering wheel in it.
Yeah.
I just collect them, you know.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Say, hey, man of God. I say, how are you?
They,
from now on, they're going to have to salute you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Your blessing going to be so strong.
Yes, sir.
Then you'll be able to witness them.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yep.
Follow me as I follow Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm trying to get somewhere here. Ooh, my katala na mashakata. Amen. I'm getting happy though, man. I can't. Ha cha ta 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 ta. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody help me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God stirred in the spirit of hot. Ha cha ta 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 ta. Teach a little more Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Preach myself half up in here. I know you got it.
Yes, sir.
I know you're getting it, right? This anointing going home with you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, God.
Things are being imparted to you right now. You understand? It's not just a letter. We need the spirit.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes. With it.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm moving financial handicaps. And I'm moving all financial traps. Got it? Got it? Get that down. Now get that down. You want to have that. Every time you think your finance is not working right, know that that handicap in the spirit has been moved. And that trap that's been holding you so long from getting to your inheritance has been tripped.
Wow. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord God.
I'm hearing an old Baptist song. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. It's talking about your finances. It's talking about that glory light they've been put on.
Yeah, let it shine.
Let it shine.
Let it shine.
Let it shine. Let it shine.
All over the world.
All over the world. Everywhere I go.
Everywhere I go.
Everywhere I go.
Let it shine.
Let it shine.
Let it shine.
Come on,
Father.
Let it shine.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Father. Your glory.
Yes, sir.
Your glory.
Glory.
God. gets his glory out of your story. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. We got to have some financial testimony. Job had a financial testimony. Abraham had a financial testimony. Isaac and Jacob had financial testimony. Solomon had a financial testimony. David had a financial testimony. Boy, that Jesus said, where you live? Say, come see.
Come see. Yeah. Come see.
Hey, come on.
Yeah.
Come see.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Glory.
Wow.
Jesus.
Lord.
Tell three people a change has come in my life.
A change has come in my life.
And say it. Don't be playing with it. Don't be laughing and grunting. Say it. Expect it. It's here.
Yeah.
It's here.
It's here.
It's here.
It's here.
It's
here. Financial change I need, the financial change I want, the financial change of my dream has come to me. I don't have to figure it out. All I have to do is walk it out. With expectation from the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Glory.
Yes, sir.
Glory.
Yes, sir.
The Holy Ghost is my financial manager from this day forward. You heard that? The Holy Ghost is my financial manager
from this day forward.
Hallelujah.
You think he know where it's at?
Yes, sir.
You think he know how to get it to you?
Yes, sir.
He think he know how to set you up?
Yes, sir.
Let him set you up then.
Let him do it.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. You getting blessed?
Yes, sir.
If you're not, I can't help you.
Yeah.
Because it's Holy Ghost wall to wall here. I know I've been in this over 4 decades. I know when the Holy Ghost in the place. And I know when he's breathing. And I know when he's setting people up. And I know we're about to bless somebody here like they've never been blessed before. Glory to God. Say, wealth and health. He healing my finances. And my body. I'm going to live a long,
satisfied life.
Shouldn't have never let you got to this meeting. The enemy messed up. He let you got by him. He should have never let you got here. Holy, healthy, happy and wealthy.
Glory to God. Thank you, Father.
Glory.
$250.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Glory.
Glory.
You never seen not even asking for money, heavy seeds sown like in my meeting.
Yes, sir.
Heavy seeds.
Heavy seeds.
But these people coming out.
Yes.
Said, boy, that boy, that $3.5 million contract is building a palatial home now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yeah, on one of the grandest streets in Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
That land is real high over there.
Yeah.
But his house, I passed by his house coming up.
Yeah.
He got a garage where you stop, an open garage, where you can get out and go in the house you want, but the garage where you put the car in, you drive it further back.
Yeah.
See, sometimes you come home, you don't want to go in the real garage. Just park so you can go in the door.
Yeah.
Drive through garage, then he go to the real garage.
And he watch
how I dress.
Yeah.
And he start dressing like me.
Yeah.
Sometimes I come in, he got the same shoes on I got on. He watching me real close.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
See, some people, you can't get that. Now, see, some people wouldn't have told about their contract because they don't want to give.
That's right.
You can't be hiding money now. You can't be, you can't be hiding money and ducking.
Yes, sir.
When the blessing comes, mm-hmm. let the money flow.
Let the money flow.
There's more.
There's more.
Right. Let the
money flow. What about that $15.5 million contract?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You gonna stop with $3 million?
Yes, sir. Right. Come on, sir. No.
Right. He knows. Yeah. Let the money flow. Tell somebody, let the money flow. Don't be holding the money. Let it flow.
I'm a money flow.
Hallelujah. Let me draw the close here.
Yes, sir.
Verse 4. Lift up thine, because I'm trying to get somewhere.
Yes.
Lift up thine eyes round about and see. All they gather themselves together, they come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side.
Yes.
Maud. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thine heart shall fill and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee the forces. Notice now, abundant, the forces as well of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. The multitude, oh my God. Abundant.
Yeah.
Enlarged.
Yeah.
Forces.
Glory.
Multitude. That's my kind of language. The multitude. I didn't see that just a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
The multitude of camels shall cover thee. The dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, and they shall from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold. And incense. And they shall show forth the praise of the Lord. And all the flocks of Kedah shall be gathered together unto thee. The rams of Nebiah shall minister unto thee. They shall come up with acceptance on my altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Wait a minute, I'm trying to get somewhere. Who are thee that fly as the cloud and as the dove to their windows? Surely the isle shall wait for me in the ship of Tarshish first to bring thy sons from far, their silver and gold with them, unto the name of the Lord thy God, and to the Holy One of Israel, because he hath glorified thee. And the sons, I'm almost there, of strangers shall build up thy wall, and their king shall minister unto thee. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I mercy on thee. I was going to verse 11.
Therefore, thy gates
shall be open continuously. I declare an open gate is on your finances the rest of your life. Don't worry about how. The gates open. The gates are open. Don't worry. I said the gates open.
Yes, sir.
This is really not a history book.
No, sir. Come on, sir.
This is a live book.
Yes, sir. Yes.
What this book says is alive now. Therefore, thy gates shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day nor night. While you're sleeping, money gonna be looking for you. The money just keep on coming. While you're sleeping, money gonna be moving in your direction. That men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentile, and that the kings may be brought. When the king brought, they bring their money with them, you know. All right, sit down 5 or 10 minutes. Let me talk to you, and then we'll eat lunch. It's a good time to go to Deuteronomy 28. Turn that. I'm just trying to follow after the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
The money just keep on coming. If you don't know what to do with it, give it away.
Yeah.
Help somebody. Buy somebody a house. That's the way I come through. Money's not coming in so fast. What all we want to do is say, buy that man a house. Oh, I got it.
Yeah.
I remember in a meeting, Dr. Farb and I was in a meeting. Holy Ghost come. We say, anybody knows how much they owe on their house? Mm-hmm. Most people didn't. Too late to know. Knew. I paid one off. He paid one off. You imagine going to a meeting, get your house paid off? They said, what? I said, I'm paid off. You know exactly how much you owe? I said, you got a check.
Yeah.
You remember that? That lady still in my church. You'd be crazy to leave, huh? Might pay something else off. All right, Deuteronomy 28:1. I just want to give you a little insight here. And it shall come to pass if you shall not see, you got to qualify. See, write down Isaiah 1:19, Job 36:11. Jeremiah 29:11, mm-hmm. Joshua 1:8, mm-hmm. Psalm, I'm talking too fast?
Yes, sir.
That's tough. You ought to be the right fast. Isaiah 1:19, Job 36:11, Joshua 1:8, Psalm 1-3. You need to study these to keep up.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
With this type of anointing.
Yes,
Lord. I will.
See. All right. See. Because I talked to you a little bit yesterday, you got to observe.
Yes, sir.
Don't just jump and do something, you got to observe before you do it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me finish reading here. To do all this commandment, which I command you to do, the Lord your God will what?
Set
you on what? Above all nations of the earth.
Yes, sir.
Now, here's my footnote. The condition for all the blessing which will be pronounced is obedience.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's a condition.
Mm-hmm.
To obey. You got $700. God said, I want $699.50 sold right now.
Right.
You can't be, Lord, you leave me with 50 cents. He knew that. You got to watch how he deal with you. And all these blessings, verse 2 now. And all these blessings, you see it?
Yes, sir.
Shall come on you and overtake you. If you shall hearken, now if you see conditional.
Yes.
If you shall hearken, and hearken, Charles Capp, before he went home to be the Lord, taught me what hearken means. Mm-hmm. Listening with the intent to do.
Yes.
Okay. You shall hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. Now, footnote. The blessing will be so abundant that they will literally chase down the people of God.
Wow.
The blessing will be so abundant, they will literally chase down the people of God.
Wow.
So now we're talking about chasing blessing.
Yeah.
Blessing that run you down.
Yeah.
They happen to me all the time.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
I can't. Store, barbershop, anywhere I go.
Mm-hmm.
I had a man recently, man, give me $20. I just took it, you know, received a seat. Then he said, he come back and repent. He said, man, I ain't doing that. It wasn't right. I shouldn't have given you that. And he gave me $500.
Yeah.
Then he asked me, will you forgive me?
Yeah.
I understand, bro. I understand. He in you. I understand. Sometimes we just, you know, just give him what you got. No, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Man, I feel anointing up in here. Somebody getting it.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Who day it is?
My day.
You better answer for yourself.
My day.
You better open your mouth.
My day.
We often wait for the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about Independent Day?
Yeah.
What the day is here? What the day is?
15.
15 or what?
February.
15 of February? Huh?
Yeah.
Huh? This your independent day. Got it? See, you use your pakatana no sheka.
Yes, sir.
You've heard enough revelation.
Yes, sir.
And I felt, even coming out of Bishop when he was up here,
right,
and when my daughter was here, I felt enough anointing,
yes,
went out, shot out in this church,
yes,
that you got it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Give somebody a high five. Tell them, I got it. Tell them. Don't tell me about it. I got it. Tell them. Tell them, as for this day, the teaching part is over.
I got this.
See, because it had been anointing delay imparted to you, and then you have a receiving anointing, not a resisting anointing, a receiving anointing. Nobody won't know the scripture, you know. How that working for you? No, something happened to you here this morning. By the Holy Ghost. Not by might. No, by power. But by my spirit, says the Lord.
No more worry.
No more fear.
No more
anxiety.
No more stress.
See, if you don't have your money, it causes bad health.
Yes, sir.
Stress.
It does.
Yes, sir.
It will.
Over. Yes, sir.
So all that coming together, the stress leaving,
yes,
the fear leaving,
yes,
the worry leaving,
yes,
the anxiety leaving.
Yes.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Because I'm wealthy and healthy. Say it. And I'm following God, because you would say, put the health first, but God didn't.
Yeah.
In Psalm 105:37, turn to it again.
Yes.
He brought them out,
yes,
with silver.
Yes,
he put the wealth for it. I'm a follower of God, me.
Yes,
and I know why you need the wealth for it, because the wealth going to enable you to eat right,
yes,
buy right,
right,
have enough money. Ooh, that's too high. Ain't no way, ain't nothing too high.
Yes, sir.
You just too broke.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Tie it together. You're right.
Yeah.
I don't want no cheap apples.
Yeah.
I want organic apples.
Yeah.
Now, right now, I don't eat no meat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
But you, I guess you can get some organic one if you just can't quit.
Tainted meat.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, sir.
But I'm a vegetarian. I'm not a vegetarian.
Yes, sir.
I know my cells been neglected for so many years,
yeah,
so I got to feed them proper right here,
right,
now,
yeah, yeah,
to, so they can
yes,
put my body back in the repair,
yes,
mode.
Yes.
Listen,
yes,
listen, putting my body back. Write this down. Putting my body back in the repair mode.
Repair mode.
Mm-hmm.
Neutrons.
Yes, sir.
In.
Mm-hmm.
Toxin out.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yes, sir.
Repair mode. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Your body is designed to be its own doctor.
Yes, sir.
Teach that,
Father. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Come on now.
You got trillions of nurses on the inside of you.
Come on. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow.
There's no such thing as an irreversible disease. They got over 12,500 diseases on the book, but there's only one disease.
Yes, sir.
Malfunctioning cells.
Wow. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get you.
Yes, sir.
Well, then, healthy.
Yes, sir.
They don't say they have no money if you can't enjoy.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Sick and you can't get up, can't stand up, can't drive the car.
That's right. Come on,
Pastor. Can't smell the flowers.
Yes.
Got a machine on your nose.
Yeah.
When you got on the inside of body.
Amen.
Well, Jesus.
Now, I'm going to say something here. If you don't hear me, that medicine going to drop you like a hot potato. It will carry you for years. But at the end, it only treating a symptom. It haven't went to the root of the problem. And why medicine, you still sick. I don't care what your number saying. That disease still eating your body up. You got to go in there and send something in there to rescue your liver. Rescue your kidney. Rescue your heart.
Yes, sir.
She went to many doctors.
Yes, sir.
But rather getting better, she grew worse. Till she touched the hem.
Yeah.
I heard her. I don't even know how this one go. I got a shoe. You got a shoe. All God's children got a shoe. God want all the children blessed.
Yes.
That's an old one now. Where was I? I was reading something to close out.
105.
Yeah. 105, verse 37. How you brought him out? And what else? Turn to 107, verse 20. And we'll take up after long. 107, verse 20. Because I want to say something on the end there. I saw a translation. He sent his word to heal him?
Yes, sir.
And what did he say then? You know what one translation said? And deliver them from an early grave. None of y'all dying early.
Yes, sir.
That's what it says. I don't care if you're dealing with high blood pressure. If you get off that meat, in three or 4 weeks, the high blood pressure will be gone. You know why I know? I did it.
Yes, sir.
And I got a lot of testimonies around me did it.
Yes, sir.
See, your blood pressure should be 120, 125, over 80, a little under 80. You can do it.
Yes, sir.
See, meat does not digest. It ferment.
Right.
Teach, Papa.
Just sit there till you. Your bowels get a chance to try to push it out, but it just was a taste. It left no helpful manifestation in your body, but taste. You should see meat. You know, the Bible says, talks about temptation. And we as men, you know, you see a pretty woman, fine woman. Yeah, but she ain't that fine. She ain't that pretty.
Yeah.
So you got to start looking at that meat like that. You ain't going to keep killing me. You smell good, you taste good, but you ain't no good. I ain't living with these diabetes all the rest of my life. I'm tired taking these shots. I'm tired taking these pills.
Come on, Pop.
You know, these people don't tell you they're on medicine. They don't tell you I'm sick. They don't tell you I'm on medicine. They hide that medicine in their purse and different places, and they think they're healthy. But you're not healthy. I don't know why the Lord. The Lord, wait. No, you're not healthy. I don't care what your number saying.
Yes, sir.
Lord,
sir.
That pill playing tricks on you. Thank you, health. And then most people say, I ain't on no medicine. You probably sick too if you're eating wrong. You just sick and don't know it. You can't see it yet. You keep on eating. Over and over again. Give your body a break. Do it for 2 weeks anyway. Just give your body a break. I mean, if you're going back, just go on back. But just give your body a break. You're going to feel so good, though.
Yes, sir.
Man, you. Your stomach don't supposed to go through the door before you get there. You still in the car and your stomach went to the door. You still sitting in the car, your stomach going to the door.
Yes, sir.
I better close. Let's close here. Get a Lord prayer. We'll take off at 2:30. We got a long way to go. Hallelujah. Sit down and get your envelope. Sit down. Sit down and give.